Hello everyone, welcome to A Plus English. I'm Christopher.
And I'm Laura.
How are you doing today?
I'm great. Hey Chris, I have a question to ask you.
Okay.
Do you like listening to music?
On occasion, yes.
Okay, so how about this? You know how some people, they like to listen to music while they work? Do you like to do that?
No.
Okay.
I mean, I would like to, but right? I find the music to be distracting. So I actually stop working if I hear music.
I agree with you. 所以我刚刚是问 Chris 说，像有些人他听音乐的时候呢，诶，就是可能还会一边工作，对不对？那可是 Chris 就觉得这样子感觉很 distracting， 就是令他非常分心。那为什么我今天问到 Chris 有关 music？ Because today we're going to talk about a really famous artist, and that's why I'm asking Chris this question. So let's take a look at today's article.
A Man from Mars.
Some people believe the aspiring young artist Bruno Mars has hit the jackpot. Incredibly, he has sold over 10 million albums worldwide within a few short years. At the age of 26, Mars won his first Grammy for Best Male Pop Vocal Performance. In addition to that, Billboard named him the Artist of the Year for 2013. However, it wasn't an easy ride to the top.People didn't appreciate Mars' music in the beginning, so he had trouble making it in the music scene. Even though some record companies pushed him away, Mars didn't give up. Instead, he worked even harder to prove his doubters wrong.
Word power!
Worldwide. Worldwide. The author travels worldwide to experience different cultures. The author travels worldwide to experience different cultures. Name. Name. Name, named, named. The Oscars named Jennifer LawrenceAs the best actress of the year. The Oscars named Jennifer Lawrence as the best actress of the year. Appreciate. Appreciate. Appreciate, appreciated, appreciated. Thanksgiving is a time to appreciate the good things in life. Thanksgiving.Is a time to appreciate the good things in life. Give up. Give up. Portia didn't give up and climbed to the top of Jade Mountain. Portia didn't give up and climbed to the top of Jade Mountain.
Okay, let's start.The first line reads, Some people believe the aspiring young artist Bruno Mars has hit the jackpot.
Ah, Bruno Mars, he's my cousin.
What? He's not? Oh my God. Can I please get his autograph, please? What? I love Bruno Mars.
I just have to tell you one thing. Today
okay,
is April 1st, so April Fool's.
uh-huh, 我被耍了因为今天是愚人节哦，我还以为 Bruno Mars 真的是 Chris 的 cousin Okay, anyway,
right.
let's start teaching then
Yeah, no problem, sorry about that、
mm-hmm.
Aspire, aspire, we spell that A-S-P-I-R-E, aspire And it is a verb, and it means to have great ambition Or an ultimate goal, or some strong desireBut we also heard hit the jackpot,、
right.
which is a phrase that means to be very successful, often in a way which means you make a lot of money、
mm-hmm.
or maybe literal, you win a large amount of money.
That's true. So, 一开始柯文就提到了、hey, 有些人相信呢这个 Bruno Mars 就是一个非常很有志气的很 aspiring, 很有抱负的年轻的这样艺人。他好像呢就是 很轻松，就是意外了就很成功这样的意思哦。那其中我们刚刚提到的 aspiring 其实就是很有抱负的，其实它的动词我们来顺便学一下，就是 aspire， 就是指这个非常怀有大志，很这个向往这样的意思。而 hit the jackpot 这个片语呢，其实本来就有着像乐透中奖这样子的意思，但是事实上呢，我们在本课有着这个意外的成功这样子的意味啦。 OK, let's continue reading.
Right. Incredibly, he has sold over 10 million albums worldwide within a few short years. Now, worldwide, it's one word, world, W-O-R-L-D, and wide, W-I-D-E, but it's one word, worldwide. And it means affecting all parts of the world. Here is an example sentence for worldwide. The author travels worldwide to experience different cultures. So that means the author travels worldwide. He goes or she goes all over the world, and that person does it to experience the different cultures.
Right, OK. 所以一开始大家有没有看到 incredibly 这个用来在这个句首当中哦，就是表示很难以置信的。那常常我们在口语会用这个 incredible， 则是它的形容词，表示难以置信的。那另外你也可以用 unbelievable 来表示哇，我很难相信的。那这个课文就说到了，哇，这个很难相信呢，他已经在全球哦卖了超过1000万张的专辑，而且只在短短的几年。那其中我们看到了 worldwide 这个副词，表示在世界各地这样子的意思。那当然呢，我们也可以把这两个字拆开来看，就可以猜到这个字了。因为 world 不就是世界， wide 就是很宽很广这样的意思哦。那刚刚 Chris 提到的例子就是说，那个作家在这个世界各地旅游，来怎么样 experience 体验不同的 cultures， 就是文化啦。
All right.Let's continue. At the age of 26, Mars won his first Grammy for Best Male Pop Vocal Performance.
Wow, okay. So, 在26岁的时候，非常年轻哦，这个 Bruno Mars 就赢了第一座的 Grammy， 就是葛莱美奖。那是赢得什么呢？ Best Male Pop Vocal Performance， 就是最佳男性流行声乐。就是流行乐声乐表演奖，哇，好长哦，反正就是他声音非常棒的意思啦。
Right. In addition to that, Billboard named him the Artist of the Year for 2013, or as I like to say, 2013.
Okay. Well, we have to stop here because here is our 跨一通 friends. In addition to, 其实有时候我们要常说除此之外又补充说明、我们可以用很多的句子，像是 on top of that, besides, what's more, 很多啦。那当然呢，我们要请教我们的英文快通老师来知道这些句子都要怎么用哦。Let's check it out.
英文
快通 ，Oh
yeah! Hello, 大家好 ，I'm Tim。英文中用来表示除此之外的用法有很多，常见的有 in addition, on top of that, besides, 以及 what's more。不过到底要怎么样来使用呢？现在就让我们一起来看看吧。首先，让我们来看看 in addition 的用法。让我用我的朋友 John 来做例子。我的朋友 John 他不但长得很好看，人也非常的好。 John is really handsome. In addition, he has great personality. John is really handsome. In addition, he has great personality. John 他长得很帅气，除此之外他的个性也很好。除了使用 in addition 之外，我们也可以使用 in addition to that，两个意思都是一样的，因此我们也可以说 John is really handsome. In addition to that, he has great personality. John is really handsome. In addition to that, he has great personality. 接着我们要介绍的下一个用法是 on top of that， 同样也是表示除此之外的意思。让我继续用我的朋友 John 来做例子。我刚说到 John 除了帅气个性又好之外，
他的身材也很好。John works out every day. On top of that, he pays attention to everything he eats. John works out every day. On top of that, he pays attention to everything he eats. John 天天都健身，除此之外，他对饮食也很注意。而第三个同样表示除此之外的用法就是 besides。 我要跟大家继续介绍我的朋友 John。 除了我刚刚提到的那些优点之外， John 的头脑也相当聪明。 John learns quickly. Besides that, he remembers almost everything. John learns quickly. Besides that, he remembers almost everything.John 学东西很快，除此之外他几乎什么都记得住，是不是很了不起呢？好，最后除了以上提到的 In addition, on top of that, besides, 我还要跟大家介绍 once more, 同样也有除此之外的意思。我想大家都知道我要用谁当例子了吧？没错，就是 John。 这个 John 啊，不但人帅又聪明，家境更是不错。 He has 5 houses. What's more, he has 3 luxury cars. 他有五栋房子，除此之外他还有三台名车，真的是很令人羡慕耶。好咯，经过今天的讲解之后，希望大家都能对除此之外的用法更了解哦。英文快一通，我们下次见咯。
Okay, welcome back.、
Mm-hmm.
Now, earlier I said that they named Bruno Mars、
right.
the top artist. Now, the word name here is actually a verb.、
Oh.
It's spelled the same way as、mm-hmm. like name, N-A-M-E.、
Yeah.
But it means to officially choose someone or something, especially for an important job or prize.
Right.
Here's an example. The Oscars...named Jennifer Lawrence、mm-hmm. as the best actress of the year. So the、
wow.
Oscars named, so they chose、
right.
this person, Jennifer Lawrence, as the best actress of the year.
I love Jennifer Lawrence. I think she's hot. Okay, 好，刚刚呢还记不记得课文呢，整句是提到说 In addition to that, 就是刚刚我们提到就是 Bruno Mars 他已经很厉害了，他26岁就是已经最佳这个男歌手，可是呢除此之外 Billboard 就是这个告示牌的排行榜还怎么样 named him, okay, the artist of the year for 2013, 就是在2013年他还被选为公告牌这个排行榜的这个最佳艺人奖 ，OK, the artist of the year, OK, 其中的 name 呢，大家注意哦，它是个动词，它这里不是表示名字，因为名字是个名词嘛 ，OK, 那它是表示命名或者是在本科有这个选派这样子的意思哦，但是它的动词三态就是 named 直接接 d named,
right.However, it wasn't an easy ride to the top.、
Mm.
People didn't appreciate Mars' music in the beginning.
Oh
my God. So, you say easy ride, it means、
right.
Like it was very simple to get、mm-hmm. to a place. Not necessarily like from like maybe Taipei to Kaohsiung, but、
uh-huh.
a place in、society or within、
oh.
a group or a company.
I see what you mean. 所以其实呢，成功呢，就是要成为这个顶尖 to the top, 不是那么简单的哦。因为一开始呢，原来呢，这个 Bruno 经历这样子一段，就是大家好像不太欣赏他的音乐。Appreciate, what does this word mean?
Okay, appreciate, spelled A-P-P-R-E-C-I-A-T-E, appreciate. It means to understand how good or useful someone or something is.Here's our example.、
Mm-hmm.
Thanksgiving is a time to appreciate the good things in life. That's why we call it Thanksgiving. We normally say, well, we give thanks.、
Yeah.
We say what, what we appreciate、
yeah.
in our life. So that's why we usually、take a time、
yeah.
during the meal and say, I'm thankful for...
Yada, yada, yada. Yeah. Appreciate 这个字呢其实有欣赏或者是重视的意思哦。那另外哦它也有感谢的意思哦。像是我们的例句有提到感恩节是一个非常好的时机来给予生命中美好的事物。所以常常我们在表达感谢的时候就会说 I really appreciate it or I really appreciate your help. Okay, now let's continue reading. So he had trouble making it in the music scene. What do you mean by make it?
Well, make it means to achieve one's goals.
Oh,
so, for example, we brought up Jennifer Lawrence earlier, right? So I would say she made it, or she was able to make it as an actress, because not only is she really well, she's appreciated, but she's also been given awards for her ability to act.
OK, 另外呢，这个 Bruno Mars 他在这个音乐的乐坛，就是 music scene 又遇到这个，他可以这个怎么样，要因为他想要展现他的才华或是成功这样子一个困难哦。其中的 make it 有着大显身手或者有成功这样的意思哦。
OK, even though some record companies pushed him away,Mars didn't give up. Now, push him away doesn't mean like they actually physically pushed him, but they kind of just denied him and were like, no thanks. Now, give up. He didn't give up. And give up means to stop trying to do something. For example, Portia didn't give up and climbed to the top of Jade Mountain. So it may have been very difficult and she might have had to practice a lot before she could do it, but she never gave up.
OK, 所以其实有些公司把这个 Bruno Mars 怎么样一开始有拒绝门外，就是 push away, 他还是没有放弃，就是 give up. 那口语当中常常很多时候，如果你觉得啊玩一个游戏很难，就是啊 I give up 这样的意思。 But it's bad to give up trying or hope. OK, so don't ever give that up.
That's right. Instead, he worked even harder to prove his doubters wrong.A doubter is just a person who doubts something.
所以不但呢 Bruno 没有放弃，而且他还更加努力证明给这个怀疑他的人 doubter. OK, 注意他的 B 是 silent, 是不发音哦。所以他注意，他证明给他们说你们是错的哦。OK, it's for today's article. Let's now go to our wrap up.
Wow, what a fun start to our 3-day article.
Right.
I do think it's a...good that you never give up on your dreams.
Exactly.
And Bruno Mars has taught us not to give up on our dreams.
Exactly.
What is your dream?
What is my dream? My dream is to be a teacher.
Ooh.
I made it. Okay. 好，所以其实呢，今天我们学到很多东西。Bruno Mars, 我们看到很多很成功的人，他们一开始好像很光鲜亮丽，可其实一开始他们都不是那么顺遂的哦。但是呢，一开始虽然呢，有些唱片公司把他怎么样 push away, 拒绝门外，可是呢，他还是非常的这个努力。He worked really hard and he didn't give up. 他并没有放弃哦。That's a really great attitude.
Yeah,never give up.
Well, that brings us to the end of today's teaching. We'll see you tomorrow. Bye bye.
Bye bye.
A little bird told me that the Hollywood couple is going to break up.
A little bird told me that the Hollywood couple is going to break up.
Hi, everyone. I'm Jillian. 欢迎来到 A Plus 小聚会。我们这个月的小聚会很精彩哦，将要告诉您许多与动物相关的有趣俚语。首先，你知道 "a little bird told me" 是什么意思吗？这句话并不是说你有特异功能会听得懂鸟语啦。想象一下，小鸟叫的声音是不是通常都很轻柔呢？所以当小鸟对着你说话的时候，一定是轻声细语，对不对？因此我们可以把这个俚语引申为有人私底下告诉我的意思。换句话说，如果你不想向对方透露消息来源时，你可以开玩笑的用 "A little bird told me" 这句话来告诉对方这个消息来源是不能公开，是保密的。那么我们来看一下今天的例句。 A little bird told me that the Hollywood couple is going to break up. 意思是说，有人指出那对好莱坞情侣将会分手。当然，这个消息来源我们就不得而知啦。最后我们来看 couple 这个名词，通常是指一对夫妻或是情人，像是布莱德比特与安吉丽娜裘丽就是一对知名的 Hollywood couple。 最后我们再复习一次今天的句子。 A little bird told me that the Hollywood couple is going to break up. A Plus 小聚会，我们下次见， Bye。
A little bird told me that the Hollywood couple is going to break up.
A little bird told me that the Hollywood couple is going to break up.
A man from Mars.
Some people believe the aspiring young artist Bruno Mars has hit the jackpot. Incredibly, he has sold over 10 million albums worldwide within a few short years. At the age of 26, Mars won his first Grammy for Best Male Pop Vocal Performance. In addition to that, Billboard named him the Artist of the Year for 2013. However, it wasn't an easy ride to the top. People didn't appreciate Mars' music in the beginning, so he had trouble making it in the music scene. Even though some record companies pushed him away, Mars didn't give up. Instead, he worked even harder to prove his doubters wrong. Worldwide. Worldwide. The author travels worldwide to experience different cultures. The author travels worldwide to experience different cultures. Name. Name. Name, named, named. The Oscars named Jennifer Lawrence as the Best Actress of the Year. The Oscars named Jennifer Lawrence as the Best Actress of the Year. Appreciate. Appreciate. Appreciate, appreciated, appreciated. Thanksgiving is a time to appreciate the good things in life. Thanksgiving is a time to appreciate the good things in life. Give up. Give up. Portia didn't give up and climbed to the top of Jade Mountain. Portia didn't give up and climbed to the top of Jade Mountain.